Hello and welcome. This is Hypno Slumber. What we're going to do right now is allowing you to relax very deeply. And in order to do that, you can just find yourself in a comfortable position, making sure you are free from distractions for the duration of this file. Now, take a deep breath in, hold it, and let go, and feel a wave of relaxation going from the top of your head, all the way down, to the tips of your toes. And close your eyes, if they haven't already. And somewhere in your body, there is a place, where you already feel relaxed. And you can search your body, and find that place, the most relaxed place, in your body right now. And as you find this place, focus on the relaxation, focus on it. Notice that focusing on it makes the relaxation deeper, more relaxed. Keep focusing on it, making it deeper, more relaxed, right now. And the relaxation can start spreading through your body from that place. As you relax more and more, with every breath you take, and I don't know exactly where that relaxation will spread to first. Maybe it goes to your feet first. And maybe, as you feel the relaxation enter your feet, right now, you feel your feet relaxing completely. All the big and small muscles of your feet relax. All the cells and tissues of your feet relax. But maybe while you were focusing on that warm, nice relaxation in your feet, right now, another part of your body has relaxed so deeply already. And you might be curious to find out how many parts of your body can be relaxed right now, without you being aware of it. And I wonder which part of your body that you're not aware of at this moment is relaxing the deepest. And you could scan your body, noticing the growing relaxation, and start to ask yourself what it means that your body is relaxing without you being aware of it, just by listening to the sound of my voice naturally relaxing, because your subconscious knows so well how to relax, because it has relaxed your body so many times before, in the past, right now. And as your conscious mind might become aware of that warm, nice feeling of relaxation in your feet, is spreading upwards into your lower legs, relaxing all the large and small muscles of your lower legs, every tissue, every cell, relaxing even deeper now. Your subconscious mind can relax another part of your body that you're not aware of yet, making it so relaxed. And isn't it nice to know how deeply you're relaxing, even without being aware of it? And I wonder when it will be that you will notice which part of your body your subconscious has completely relaxed next. Going deeper and deeper, and the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. And remember that warm feeling of relaxation that is spreading now over your knees, into your upper legs, relaxing every muscle, every cell of your upper legs, becoming so relaxed, so comfortable. And with every breath you take, every time your heart beats, your subconscious is taking you deeper, even deeper into relaxation, into comfort, and you don't even have to know exactly how this works. All you need to know is that you're going deeper right now, and feeling just how good, how relaxed you can feel. As that warm feeling of relaxation spreads up into your abdomen and lower back, feel how relaxed they become as you feel the warmth of relaxation enter your lower back and abdomen. Relax completely. So comfortable. Spreading higher now into your chest, into your back. Feel them becoming warm and so relaxed. And you might start to notice your thoughts slipping away. And that's fine, because whatever you think about or don't think about, your subconscious mind just keeps on relaxing you deeper and deeper, naturally relaxing with every word you hear. As the relaxation spreads into your shoulders, feeling them become warm and so relaxed, feeling like a load is taken off, and you can just let go and relax. Surrender to the comfort, because it feels so good. Going into your arms, relaxing all the muscles, all the cells of your upper arms. As they become warm, comfortable, and so relaxed, feeling so good. And as your arms and the rest of your body is relaxing so deeply, your subconscious is working in the background, making sure you go deeper, deeper and deeper, and deeper still. And the nice thing is, you don't even have to think about it. You can just relax and go deeper, deeper and deeper, and deeper still, because this warm feeling of relaxation goes through your elbows into your lower arms, making them feel warm and so relaxed. All the way into your wrists, warm and relaxed, into your hands, warm and relaxed, all the way to the tips of your fingers, making them feel warm and so relaxed. With every beat of your heart, with every breath you take, your subconscious keeps taking care of you, taking you deeper, deeper into comfort, relaxing you more and more. As that warm relaxation travels up your neck now, relaxing your neck so completely, all the muscles feeling warm and completely relaxed. Going into your head, over your head, and down into your brow, relaxing all the tissues, all the muscles, relaxing your forehead, feeling so loose and relaxed, your cheeks, so loose, so relaxed, relaxing all the small muscles around your eyes, making them just rest in their sockets, spreading into your jaw, so relaxed that you just want to let it hang loose, and this lets you go even deeper, deeper and deeper. Your whole body is relaxed, so relaxed, and notice how good it feels to be so relaxed right now. But my voice will take you deeper. No matter how deep you go, my voice will go with you, taking you deeper and deeper, and you don't even have to consciously listen anymore, because your subconscious mind has been close enough to hear and accepts all my suggestions. So you can just let go of everything you thought you needed to do right now, and just relax. Your subconscious knows exactly how to accept every suggestion in this file, so you can just relax and let go. And as you keep relaxing more and more, remember a moment, maybe when you were younger, where you are completely immersed in fantasy, immersed in a story, experiencing it, feeling it, so real. Remember, it is in moments like this that we can truly enjoy ourselves. Moments when it sounds good, feels real, and it is like this voice. that you are hearing right now. You hear a voice that guides you, a voice of comfort, a voice of truth, a voice of pleasure. I have a voice like that. Listen to what you want to experience. Hear this voice. This is your voice. When you listen, truly listen, you hear this voice coming from the center of who you are, from the part of you that holds all your desires, all your fantasies. And when you hear this voice, your subconscious can respond by taking you deeper, with the wave of comfort. Very good. You can remember a moment when you were completely immersed in a book, or a movie. So immersed, right now, as you remember, that you are truly, able to feel, able to experience, the real experiences, that are being described, right now, as you go deeper, this is true for you, right now. It is like dreaming. You have had experiences of dreaming, so vividly, so real, experiencing everything. So that when you woke up, not knowing whether it truly happened or was just a dream, it doesn't even matter. All that matters is that you let go and experience what this voice, your voice, describes. Because your subconscious knows how to experience anything as completely real, like how you know the things you see when you are awake are real. And your subconscious mind can take this voice and make anything it describes reality. Now, everything this voice describes will be real for you, just as real as the things you experience when you are awake. It is like being a method actor, studying for a role so intensely, becoming so absorbed, that you become the character of the story now, and this is true for you. And as the story begins, you will experience everything that is described, and you don't really have to know how that works. Your subconscious will make it all real, true for you. I will count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will be so absorbed, experiencing everything, like it is happening to you right now. 1. Going deeper, seeing everything that is described. 2. Letting go, hearing everything that is described. 3. Becoming so absorbed, feeling everything that is described. 4. Losing yourself completely, smelling and tasting everything that is described. 5. You are every suggestion. You are every suggestion. Now. You love having sex. Having sex is awesome. Having sex is so good. You need sex so much. The more you listen to this file, the more you are going to need sex even more in the future. Sex is going to be at the most paramount importance to you from now on. Having sex is your ultimate goal, the crown of your existence. From now on, you start thinking about sex more and more than you have ever thought about sex before. And thinking about sex this intensely is going to give you strong, powerful erections all the time, making you rock hard. Your cock bigger and harder every time. Whatever you do from now on, you will find yourself beginning to think more about sex, about having great sex with whoever you desire. As you relax completely, the words I speak go directly to your unconscious now, where they will sink in deep and change the way you think and react. And still you go deeper and deeper as you listen to my voice and completely understand and accept everything I say. Yes, you are so hooked on the thought of having sex now. It penetrates you more and more from now on.
awesome.
You love the idea of having sex, and it gives you a powerful erection just thinking about it, doesn't it? Making you hard, like steel, making your cock grow bigger, harder. Yes, so good. You need sex now. You feel you are a powerful, dominant, fuck beast, an animal fueled by desire, whose central goal in life is to fuck, to pound, just like an animal, as much and as often as possible. And once you start thinking about having sex and fucking like an animal, so hard, so raw, you find that you lose control of your thoughts, and you need to do it as soon as possible. You need to find someone to fuck, someone who wants to have sex with you as soon as possible. You need this. You need to find someone to fuck, to pound, to dominate, someone to make your bitch. You need to find a willing, consenting adult who wants to have sex with you. You need to find someone to fuck. Just like animals in heat, fucking, deep and hard and strong. You feel a powerful erection right now, don't you? Hard as steel. Yes. Your cock growing harder and bigger. The more erect you get right now, the deeper you go, and the deeper you go, the more erect you become. And still, you find yourself going deeper now. So deep, you listen to my voice, and everything I say goes directly to your unconscious now, where it sinks deep down and changes the way you think and react. Yes, you need to have sex now, as soon as possible. You can think of little else when you wake up. You need sex, and you need to fuck, like an animal, strong, hard, and intense. You will wake up with this urge, and with a powerful erection, a hard, growing cock. The thoughts of sex will stay with you. The erection will stay too, no matter what you do. Your cock ever growing, from now on you will be driven by your lust, led by your desire. The thirst can never be quenched completely. Find someone to really fuck, to fuck hard. You need to fuck somebody now. You need it so strong, need it so bad. You are a fuck beast now, a fucking animal, a dominant beast, so powerful and so driven. Having sex is the greatest feeling in the world. You feel so masculine and so powerful, so dominant, so utterly horny. You are an obsessed, sexual animal right now. Continue going deeper. Right now, going deeper and deeper. Right into oblivion. So deep, so obedient, so susceptible. Yes. You only hear my voice, and you love to follow my suggestions. Listening to this file will make you feel so good, so masculine, and so strong, so dominant. It will make you into a powerful sexual animal, with an almost constant erection, a growing cock, and a constant drive to have sex, as soon as possible, and as often as possible, as hard, and as long as possible, from now on. Listening to this file makes you feel so good. You desire to listen to this file, to really install what I say into your mind. Because obeying these thoughts, and your own desires makes you feel so good, so lustful, and like such a powerful animal. It makes you feel like a primitive animal, driven by incredible, insatiable lust, and you love this so much. And every time you do have sex, you will keep going and going, harder and harder, because after listening to this file it will be impossible for you to have an orgasm, locking you inside this burning lust forever. And you might think that's not possible, because it was easy to have an orgasm in the past. You would just go ahead, play with yourself, stroke yourself until you came. But that's only a very simple description, because, in fact, there are more factors. First, you need some mental stimuli, something for your mind to focus on. Something like looking at porn or some erotic pictures, or, when you have sex, you focus on an particular aspect, or feature of the woman you have sex with, and even when you just masturbate, you will have some fantasies. Just ask yourself, if you ever had an orgasm without such stimuli, and realize, the truth, now, that there always is a mental stimulus involved. Doesn't matter if it was real life, if it was a picture, or a movie, or if it was just a fantasy world. You need the stimulus in order to be able to have an orgasm. If you can't focus on such a stimulus, it's completely impossible to have an orgasm. Realize the truth of this, right now. And the second factor you need to orgasm is, you have to be mentally, not physically, relaxed. Because you know that it's absolutely impossible to have an orgasm when you're anxious. You know this. Realize this. I'm certain you've been interrupted while you were masturbating, and you know, the second you are interrupted, you snap out of it, out of the state, and even if you continued stroking, it would have been impossible to achieve orgasm, even if you were very close to orgasm at the moment you were interrupted. You know this, you probably have experienced this, so you know what happens when you are distracted. When you're distracted just before you achieve orgasm, the orgasm completely gone, disappeared. And from now on that is what will happen. Because every time you will be close to orgasm in the future, you will remember to remember this file, you will remember my words, coming back to you. The tiny seed of doubt it plants in your head, now, will grow, and blossom, and you will ask yourself, really start to wonder, will I be able to orgasm? And that is enough distraction, and will cause enough anxiety to nudge you out of the state you need, out of the focused state you need to achieve orgasm. It's not a lot of distraction, but it will be more than enough, and you know how it goes with thoughts. Everyone knows that when someone says to you, don't think about a pink elephant, you immediately think of a pink elephant, so it's impossible to suppress a thought, and you remember to remember this thought, every time you are close to coming, and you will wonder, will I be able? Distracting you, breaking the state completely, the doubt will grow, will distract you, will keep you away from orgasm, making it so hard to achieve it, making it impossible to achieve it, and the thing is, it will grow, keep growing. Every time it happens, it will get stronger and stronger, more deeply conditioned into your mind. Doubts will grow and grow, and become worse, and keeping you from achieving orgasm, and you might think that you can avoid it, that you can focus just on what you are thinking, just focus on your fantasy, and keep stroking, and push on through, but there is another effect of this file, because if you really try to push on through, try to push it aside and ignore it, of course you will think of what I tell you now, because if you try to fight against your own thoughts it will cause you stress, and we all know what stress does to muscles. This stress will cause your penis to go on lockdown, locking down so tight, the muscles around your cock tensing up, blocking your semen completely. You will notice that the muscles get more and more tense. You know when you work out too hard, and your muscles start to tense up and cramp, unable to let go, like when you are afraid of dropping your phone, so you squeeze too hard and almost break it, muscles becoming tense, tensing up completely. The more you try to fight against the effects, try to push through onto the orgasm, the more stress you generate, and the tighter your muscles around your cock lock down, completely locked down, cramping up, and you know what a muscle cramp feels like, that painful, tightening feeling, tighter and tighter, unable to release at all. Then you're fighting against cramping up, and that will just cause more stress, and your muscles will squeeze down even tighter, and it gets even more impossible to get relief at all, and of course you slide away further, further away from the orgasm you will never reach, and of course every time you become aware that you're thinking about this file, it will make the effects stronger and stronger, more automatic, will make the effect more permanent, will keep you more effectively from ever having an orgasm ever again. And should you ever, by accident, reach the orgasm threshold, maybe you stroke yourself for a very, very long time, and you're already raw, and it's hurting, and it's not really enjoyable at this point, but you just keep on going, because you think you fucking need the orgasm, you're desperate, you're going crazy, and you push yourself further and further, and it already hurts, but you push on, until you finally reach the orgasm, at just that second when you think, I did it. I reached the threshold. I'm over the edge. The thoughts of this file, the ideas of this file, will immediately come back to you with a vengeance. All you can think of in the moment where you have an orgasm is this file, and my words, and it will completely ruin it, leaving you completely unsatisfied, just longing more. The aching even worse, the desire, the burning, the aching, even stronger, probably making you immediately regret it. And of course all these effects mean that when you have sex, you've pretty much got two choices. The first is to accept that it's impossible to have an orgasm, just accept it, go with this fact, staying rock hard, a steel erection, pounding away, an amazing lover, fuck her as long and as hard as you want, and after that you will still want more. Keep wanting more, still burning with desire, or the other choice is you're selfish, and try to go for your own orgasm, and of course the effects will kick in, and your muscles around your cock will lock down, cramping up, painfully, tight, tighter and tighter, and there is nothing you can do about it. You can't think your way out of this, an impossible trap, like there is a part of you that is working against you, and this part just keeps getting stronger and stronger, so it will burn the effects deep into your mind. But you need to just fuck, and the more you hear this file, the greater its results on you will become. This file installs a bigger and bigger lust within you, an endless lust, with no release, no orgasm, a strong lust, to just have sex as soon as possible. This file makes you feel so horny, and you love listening to this file for that reason. And the more times you listen to it, the hornier you will get after waking up, and the more you need sex. Having sex is the most wonderful feeling in the world. Pounding so hard, fucking as long and as hard as you want, impossible to orgasm, no matter what you do. After you have had sex, you feel fulfilled and happy, happy and strong, masculine and dominant, but still wanting more, still thinking about sex, wanting it, needing it. You feel yourself having strong, powerful erections, a rock-hard cock, forever growing bigger and harder, and becoming unable to think about anything else. You might have to cheat and play with yourself, but even then, just imagine yourself masturbating, fantasizing, or looking at some pictures, and you're so horny, and you're getting close to orgasm, and suddenly a thought will flash in your mind. You will remember my words, and will think about it, and it will distract you, and it will pull your thoughts away from the fantasies, or the pictures you're looking at, or whatever you're using, and you will drift away from the edge. You will fall back down, and at some point you will probably realize, and you will start back up masturbating, will start to get back into your fantasy, back to the picture, but once you're pretty close, the same thing will happen again, and again, and again. It's so frustrating, but every time the doubts will become stronger, and you're really practicing it so it will become stronger, every time you think about it. And the thing is, if you try to push the thoughts away, of course it's impossible, you're just making them stronger. Don't think of a pink elephant. So you keep on, and on, and your masturbating slowly starts to become uncomfortable, but you're so horny, and so needy and desperate. You think you just need to have an orgasm, so you keep on pushing, and pushing, and push on stronger, and try to push on through. Somehow focus on your fantasy, try to keep my thoughts, my words out of your mind, keep the doubts out of your mind. You stroke really fast, try to push through, just by stimulating your cock more, but of course it won't work either, and you're getting really desperate, and really stroke fast, and it starts to lock down, cramp up, so tight, painfully tight, and it's even more frustrating, and you start this spiral, this downward spiral, of stress. You become more anxious, more stressed. You try to get there with all your might. You try to stay get to that far away edge, but just getting more and more out of reach, and you're just ever more frustrated, but you're so horny, so needy. You try to push through, desperately stroking your rock hard cock, and push, and push, you need it. Think you finally need an orgasm, you're so desperate, and you just keep on pushing through, and it hurts more and more, your muscles cramped up, you cock really rock, it's really uncomfortable, and you just want to stop. It's really not nice, but you still think you need the orgasm. You're so desperately needy, so you push, and push, and push, and you feel the orgasm threshold coming closer, and closer, and in the moment you think, yeah, I did it, all my words will come back to you, keep distracting you, will get you out of it, will ruin your orgasm. Maybe you'll just come, but it won't release the psychological tension, it won't release your need, your burning need and desire, and it's impossible to come. Again, you'll feel so frustrated, and your cock is rubbed so raw, throbbing. You're even more on edge than you were before the orgasm. It will become increasingly impossible for you to think about anything else but having sex. Soon, now, you need it so bad. It's just as necessary to you as breathing. And you need to listen to this file too. And the more you listen, the harder your erection will become, the bigger your cock will grow, and the stronger your desire for sex will become, the more impossible it will be to orgasm. Your lust, so strong, so overpowering. Go as deep as you can, relax completely. As you relax completely, the words I say go directly to your unconscious now, where they will sink in deep, and change the way you think and react.
desire.
In a little moment now, I am going to wake you up. And when I do, you will feel a strong erection. Perhaps it will already be there when you wake up, or perhaps it will start building very quickly after you wake up. At the same time the erection comes, or is there, you will find you are immensely horny and lustful too. You will be so completely horny, and so completely in need in having sex, that it will almost drive you wild. You will start thinking about sex, or porn, or anything that really makes you horny. And you will find that you are unable to stop these thoughts and these urges. You will find that you are so incredibly horny, and that you need to have sex as soon as possible. You will be having strong erections that keep coming and coming, never going away completely. Masturbating will only reinforce the effects of this file, and your erections will start to build and grow bigger and harder every time, and you find you can think of little else besides having sex. You feel that you are a fuck beast, an animal possessed. You need sex like you need the air that you breathe. You will feel so good, so strong, so powerful, and so utterly possessed to have sex, as soon and as much as possible. And every time you listen to this file, the results it has on you will be better and stronger, more permanent than the time before. But you can never think about raping anybody or forcing yourself upon anybody. It would make you feel sick and miserable instantaneously. And then you need to listen to this file once again to make your miserable feelings go away. You will know these things deep in your heart, so the reaction will be swift, automatic, and impossible to evade. In the same way, you will also know the other rules of this file. That you will be incredibly horny from now on, and need sex as much as possible from now on, locked in lust, impossible to orgasm, and it will be second nature to you. And now it is almost time to come back. And you know what it is like to remember something, thinking back, and not being sure if it really happened, or... So as you think back to what just happened, you begin to realize that your subconscious mind can save this change. Deep inside, part of you. Now, your own. Like, it has always been this way. And in the coming days and weeks when you think back on how things were before in the past, you can forget to remember and remember to forget, to question where this change came from, because accepting it as your own feels so natural. It has been a part of you all along, and you realize this is yours. To keep, a part of you, always. And now it is time to come back to the here and now. I will count from 10 to 1, and when I say 1, you will be back in the here and now, wide awake, happy and curious about all the changes that have been made. 10. Letting the change settle more and more, inside the deepest parts of your mind. As you slowly begin to return, locking in all the changes and transformations deep inside your mind. 9. Starting slowly to become more awake, back to the present. 8. Becoming yourself, as you realize you have been yourself all this time. 7. Slowly but surely coming back. 6. Coming up slowly but surely. 5. You enter the here and now again, coming back. 4. Becoming aware of your body again, the feelings and sounds around you. 3. Almost all the way back. 2. Get ready to return to the here and now. 1. Awake, happy, and healthy. All the way back now. And open your eyes, have a nice stretch. all the way back. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. When you realize how much you enjoyed this file, be sure to check out our other files and support us on Patreon.